Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anybody ready for some baseball?
Yeah!
Somebody said there's a game tonight down here in the Gas Lamp. We welcome you to Gwen and Chris this afternoon, broadcasting live at Baja Rick's. We've been here all day, and Scraby and I are going to be here for another few hours as we get set for Game 3 of the Padres-Dodgers NLDS Series. It's all brought to you by Sano Super Premium, additive-free tequila from Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Sammy Hagar and world-renowned chef Guy Fieri. It is Santo, work hard, play loud. And the Dodgers have been loud, but they've been crying.
I was going to say.
And I got to be honest with you, Scraby, we haven't even got – we're 3 hours away from Game 3, and I'm already tired of listening to Dave Roberts. I don't know about any of you.
Me too.
So I think the best thing to do before we go too much further into the show, let's just remind the Padres – let's put them out of their misery here, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah, they seem pretty depressed.
Send them home and let them cry all winter long.
Please.
It's really, you know me, I don't get involved in all of this stuff very often. The game isn't decided, you know, by what one manager says and one player boasts. You know, that doesn't decide these games. Whoever plays the best is going to win this series. But Dave Roberts turning this whole Manny Machado situation into a woe is me, a ball was flung in my direction that I didn't even know about until somebody pointed it out to me, and then I went and looked at a video that you can't even see Manny really doing a whole lot. And, you know, look, you ask Manny Machado about this whole incident, Manny says, I don't know, I'm worried about Game 3. And that's what I want. I want my guy worried about playing a game. Let the Dodgers worry about whether he threw the ball at Dave Roberts, whether he didn't. It doesn't mean anything. And I'm honestly surprised that Dave Roberts, you know, has been around this game long enough to know better, has himself, and I think, you know, by the way it works, Scraby, his team thinking about Manny Machado throwing a ball into the dugout. The Dodgers have a lot more worry on their hands than just that.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, Dave Roberts has been around this game for so long. He's just creating all he's doing is creating or trying to create a distraction, and he's trying to get the Padres to bite. The Padres are not biting on this. Manny Machado has just basically swept this under the rug. And I don't know this for a fact, but I would have to think that some of those Dodger players are like, what are we doing?
They've got to be. They absolutely have to be. Because they've been here too many times, and they've been knocked out too many times. The Dodgers, they have so much more to deal with, so much more pressure, so much more you know, expectations on their shoulders. They can't be worried about whether Manny threw a ball at Dave Roberts. And you know what? Now that Dave Roberts has cried about it so much, I kind of hope Manny did throw it at him, right? You know?
Yeah.
Too bad he missed him. Too bad he missed him, as far as I'm concerned. But
well, Dave Roberts' light flashed before his eyes, Chris.
Yeah, I guess so. The ball must have been rolled in there at, what, 8 miles per hour?
I will say this.
Bouncing past him. I
will say this. It wasn't a soft throw, but it wasn't a malicious throw.
It doesn't really matter. What matters is the Padres going out tonight and playing the way they did in Game 2 and not playing the way they did in Game 1, frankly. The Padres did not play their game in Game 1. Too many walks, wild pitches, errors, a couple of plays not made. Dodgers turned that into 7 runs, and the Padres didn't come up with, you know, some big hits late in the ballgame, couldn't pull it out. Game 2, the Padres were taking runs off the board, right?
Yep.
Jerks and Profar absolutely took a run off the board. Fernando Tatis stopped the rally before it started with a catch in right field. Luis Arraez made 2 great plays over first base, not even known for his defense. That, you know, and of course Darvish. I mean, look, Darvish pitched a masterpiece the other night, but it's going to come down to playing well. And I can't believe the Dodgers are worried about all this other stuff, and that's all anybody's talking about. And to add to, I don't know if you call it intrigue of Game 3 tonight, but now you have Ken Rosenthal, who is the dugout sideline reporter for Fox, writing an article in The Athletic today just destroying the Padres. Manny Machado, Jerks and Profar, Fernando Tatis, they're crybabies, they're irritants, they're trying to get something started. Look, do we have to let Ken Rosenthal into the Padre dugout tonight to do in-game interviews? I mean, look, you can root for whoever you want to, but don't try to present the fact that you're doing an honest job as a broadcaster after you've written an article like that trashing the team you have to cover tonight.
There's so many things with Ken Rosenthal, because I've defended Rosenthal.
I'm going to step out of the way now. Scraby's going to take over for about a half an hour, because he's really cranky
about
this.
Well, there was about a 10-page article released this morning, and it seemed like a lot of that was already drafted, waiting to release, because Ken Rosenthal, in the past, has not been a fan of what the Padres do. He calls it antics. He calls it irritants. And I think you're 100% right. I don't think Fox should let him be the reporter for the game, and I'm not trying to be dramatic. He is showing that he cannot be unbiased when he's reporting on the game. Do you think Manny Machado is going to see Ken Rosenthal in the dugout tonight and be like, let me walk right up to you and give an interview?
Yeah, see how
Zero
you're doing.
Zero shot in
you
that.
Just, basically, Ken Rosenthal in his article called Manny Machado, Jerks and Profar, and Fernando Tatis classless ballplayers. That's basically what he wrote. And if I'm Manny Machado or Profar or Tatis or any Padre for that matter, this guy comes up to me for an interview, I'm like, get out of here.
And not to mention,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
This isn't time. I mean, you know, show a little professionalism out there. Again, this doesn't have anything to do with the game, and I wish we weren't talking about it, but, you know, this is what things people focus on. You know, Joe Davis is the Dodger broadcaster. You spent all day upset yesterday that Otani, Otani's getting too much coverage. I tried to talk you off the ledge and remind you that Otani is what he is.
Chris,
there's
not
a lot we can do about it.
He's up to bat in 4 hours from right now. 4 hours and 1 minute.
4 hours and 1 minute. Otani will step. The Fox just ran a graphic.
Yes.
During Days of Our Lives, I think.
You know what's really funny? I've seen a lot of like pictures on social media of the Otani graphic, and it was someone giving birth, and it was on their heart monitor.
Now, look.
So do you know Otani is giving batting in 4 hours?
Let me tell you something. I know you don't want me to compare to basketball, but for at least 10 years, every fan that wasn't a Chicago Bull fan hated the way they covered Michael Jordan. But Otani is that right now, so let him be that. The bottom line is, put him out of his misery, put the Dodgers out of their misery, win tonight, win tomorrow, and let's move on.
I also seem to remember a pretty large story at the beginning of the year involving the most famous baseball player in the world right now, Shohei Ohtani. I don't remember the same reaction from reporters when Shohei Ohtani was cleared in like 2 weeks from any wrongdoing and his interpreter was sentenced to prison. Like, it really is biased reporting to me, and I don't know why they would do that. but it seems that way. And Shohei Ohtani was a part of a big controversy this year, and it's like it never happened. I don't get it.
I don't really know what he did wrong, but that's all right. If you want to lean on that, go ahead.
I will tell you what he did wrong.
What did he do?
He had an
interpreter who stole money from him and bet it on games.
I don't want to go down this road.
Yeah, let's not go down this road. We got too many important things to do. We're going to be here for 3 hours. Look, Mike Shildt spoke to the media just a little while ago. Jackson Merrill is talking to the media right now. I'm going to play a little of what Mike Shildt said in just a couple seconds here, but also in our next segment, we're going to hear what Jackson Merrill has to say coming into game two. And frankly, what Jackson Merrill has to say coming into game two means a whole hell of a lot more than anything you or I have to say heading into game three. Right.
Yes.
Game three. Thank you.
Two is when all the controversy happens, so it's stuck in
my mind. It's stuck on game two. But, you know, Dave Roberts, for whatever reason, has tried to turn this into a woe is us. And try to, you know, look, Rosenthal wrote that the Padres are villains. They want to be villains. Dave Roberts said that the Padres want to be villains. The Padres just want to be world champs, I think.
I really
don't think they want to care about any of the rest of that stuff. But here was what Mike Shildt said in response to Dave Roberts' comments earlier today.
I know you're not a big consumer of media, but you probably have seen the last day. Dave Roberts had some comments about Manny. I wonder what you thought of both the situation and Dave's comments.
Well, you know, I come from maybe a just different philosophy of dealing with this. I couldn't help but have people share them with me, so I'm aware of them. You know, listen, I got into this game to help players get the most out of their God-given ability and to compete on the field and respect the opponent. I'm not, nor will I disparage another player on another team, especially anybody I've managed in the past, nor will I do it to a collective team. So just not how I want to operate. I got a lot of respect for their club, the players on their club. You know, as far as Manny goes, you know, it's unfortunate that people can't, you know, move on from things from the past. I thought Manny's exhibition of professionalism and leadership were on display the other night in a very tough environment. He nor I or anyone would profess to be perfect, but Manny has made some strides that are very impressive both on and off the field. It's been a privilege to witness that. It's representative of him being our rightful Roberto Clemente nominee award winner, and I expect him to win it. I get the privilege of seeing him, along with our players, behind the scenes, do some really special things for young people, our community, but people have their right, clearly, to share what they want and how they want to share it. You know, as far as the comments about the team, again, privilege keeps coming up in my head. It's a beyond a privilege. I've been doing this for 30 plus years. We all have our transgressions that we have. None of us are perfect, but I can speak to the heart of caring about people and players, and been with teams for a long time that represent themselves with class and dignity. And I don't have to defend this team. This team does not need my defense. Nor do our players need to defend themselves. Very tough environment the other evening. Thought they handled themselves exceptionally well. They had the right to defend themselves, but they also were able to stay focused and participate. And, oh, by the way, we play a baseball game. And so, our club doesn't need to be defended. I love the joy that our club brings. I love the enthusiasm they bring. I love the freedom that they play with. And, again, I love their heart for our community and our organization. And that's as far as I'll go.
Mike, do you believe in any way that Manny was trying to hit Dave Roberts? And are you surprised this escalated to the way it has?
I don't think there was – I mean, listen. No, I don't – just to answer it, I don't want to cast stones. I mean, I'm just not. So the answer to your question is no. I don't think there was any intent at all with that.
Barry?
Manny's got exceptional arm talent. I think he proved that on the triple play.
Hey, Barry, second round.
If Manny wanted to hit Dave Roberts with a throw from about 25 yards away, I bet he could hit him.
He probably could, and he could throw it a lot harder, too.
Yeah. You know, look, Mike Schilt has represented our club the way we want it to be represented, and I think those comments represented our club and our city the way we want to be represented. You want to try to call the Padres unclassy. His answer was far more classy than anything Dave Roberts has had to say the last 24 hours. So,
yeah, he's speaking at 3 p.m.
Yeah,
too,
I'm just trying to place it the way it is. I'm not trying to pick sides, but Dave Roberts is whining, trying to get his ball club stirred up. Mike Schilt is trying to get to a World Series. I think there's a big difference between the two right now. And I kind of like where the Padres are headed, and I hope they back it up tonight, Scrape.
By the way, I kind of like this live audience where we make a good point and people clap for
three,
us. This is
yeah,
nice.
Four
this
people.
Is nice.
Yeah, four. If you're going to clap, everybody
yeah,
clap.
Baja
come on,
Rick's
no.
Cantina, come down and support us.
Yes, we
Santo
will be.
Santo Tequila will be here for you.
We'll be here until 5 o'clock. The show just getting underway. Game 3. Yes, Chris, game 3 of this series is coming up tonight. It's a 6 o'clock start. And but we'll be on till 5 o'clock. Sam Levitt's pregame show from 5 to 6. Tony Gwynn Jr., of course, he's doing all his pregame work, but he will be joining us at 3:15 after some of these other press conferences are over. He has to prepare for the broadcast, but we'll hear from TG as well.
I cannot. I have restrain myself is the word I was looking for from texting Tony and getting his opinion on this because I knew that he was going to be on the show. But I have to think that Tony is not happy by these comments either. Dave Roberts seems like a manager who is worried about losing another series in the playoffs, and so he is trying to take control of a narrative, and it's not working.
Not working for me.
Or losing his job, thank you.
And not working for... Do you want her to do the rest of the show,
yeah,
Scraby, since she's making better points than you are?
Hey!
All right. Hey, let's hear it again, though. It's great to have everybody here cheered up. Baja Rick's Cantina right down here in the gas lamp. Just a block from Petco Park. I know there'll be more people coming in over the next few hours, so come on down, say hi, grab some great food, get yourself some Santo Tequila, get yourself geared up for the game tonight. It's Padres-Dodgers, it's Game 3. We're getting it all started here. Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
People keep coming in here, Baja Rick's Cantina, broadcasting live ahead of Game 3 of the National League Division Series. Crisello, Matt Scraby alongside, and of course Tony Gwynn Jr. is inside Petco Park, which is only a block away. Tony will be joining us in a little bit. We're also going to hear from Jackson Merrill, his comments just a few minutes ago.
Yes.
At Petco Park. We'll hear what the superstar rookie had to say heading into Game 3. But before that, just one quick thing on this Ken Rosenthal article, because we talked about everything he wrote in negativity about the Padres. But one other thing he wrote, which I think might be far more important than anything else, he said, at the moment, one thing seems clear. The Padres aren't just a heck of a team. They are also inside the Dodgers' heads.
That's right.
And that's, you know, that's going to be a whole lot more important than anything Dave Roberts is crying about. So, you know, to me, we'll move on. We'll hear what Tony has to think about it when he comes on later, but you know, I'd rather talk about this game, the series, this Padre team, and what Mike Schilt said, which is, you know, he doesn't have to apologize for anything this team does. You want to try to create negativity around Jerks and Profar, well, then you've never met Jerks and Profar. I've never seen a guy with a smile on his face more often, more pleasant guy than Profar.
Until he gets between the lines.
Well, he's a game. What do you want him to do? He's a gamer. Fernando's the same way, and Manny is too.
There was just, like, him in the outfield robbing Mookie Betts of a home run, then staring down the fan. That wasn't him actually, like, being a jerk. It was him just having fun with the crowd and... And, you know, they took it a certain way. and they didn't like it.
Also, you know, speaking of that home run, Scraby, I don't think this will happen, but is anybody out here at Baja Rick's, if you're sitting in the left field pavilion bleacher, you know, tonight, bring your gloves.
Yes.
Because that Dodger fan out there, if they had a glove, would have caught that ball, and Profar wouldn't have.
Yep.
And it would have been a home run. Let's not make sure that no Dodgers outfielders steal any of our home runs tonight.
I agree with you.
If
let's
the ball comes into the stands, it's yours.
It is yours.
It is yours. Now, you can't reach out over.
No.
But once it crosses over that fence, that's our ball. Do not be letting any Dodger outfielders catch any of those.
No.
We're taking those.
Yeah, and yeah, don't create any sort of, like, interference, because then that hurts the Padres. Just,
no.
You know, wait for it to enter your side of the field, and then you can catch
it. Then you get it. And one last thing, which we said yesterday, I'm going to say today, I'm going to tell everybody here to go inside and tell everybody else, let's be the team that doesn't throw anything on the field tonight. You know, we don't need to do what Dodger fans did in Game 2. All right? We can cheer and yell and scream and get what we want done.
Before we get to Jackson Merrill, I would like to commend Ken Rosenthal on one thing, and that would be to come up with one of the greatest nicknames for that throw, the Sinister Sling.
Manny Machado's throw?
How quick was that? That was pretty quick.
Well.
And so I tried to change my name on Twitter to Sinister Slinger, but they don't really like it, and so it's under review. So if you don't see my
your
Twitter...
Your new name is under review now?
I thought it would be fun, and now it's under review.
Well, I'm not watching the game tonight. Obviously, I'm going to be at the game, but I would love to see the broadcast and see what happens with Ken Rosenthal down in that Padre dugout tonight. It should be interesting.
Do you think they can request not to have him there?
I don't know. And, you know, can Fox make a change at the last minute? Can Fox look at that article and say, hey, this is somebody who is not presenting as a very non-biased you know, journalists covering this series.
I would think that they knew before he put it up.
Yeah.
You never know, though.
You never know. All right, let's hear from Jackson Merrill, because he's a lot more interesting and entertaining than any of this Dave Roberts crap. Jackson Merrill, you know, I don't want to say.
Is Chris irritated everyone or what?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, hey. But Jackson Merrill, man, this guy, he's brought nothing but a smile to all of our faces this year, and I'm curious what he had to say heading into Game 3 at today's press conference.
Jackson, when the Padres came to you and first mentioned the word center field, what was your first reaction?
To be honest, they didn't even come and mention center field. They came and mentioned left field. So center field was kind of just one day I got thrown in the lineup in there, and then the rest is history. It kind of just happened that way.
Few more for Jackson. We'll go to the back row. We can go to Bob, and then we'll go to the back row.
Jackson, are you still taking ground balls at shortstop, and you ever think that, hey, one day you may be back there?
I kind of just take them there now for fun, you know, just to keep my hands kind of smooth and, you know, keep my footwork kind of good. But, you know, whatever happens, happens. If they want to throw me back in the infield at any point, I'm ready. You know, I'd love to do it, but at the same time, I'm also really happy where I'm at.
Jesse.
Jackson, we've heard Mike talk about it. I think it was when you were hurt. You'd sit with James Wood and Mike Schilt a little bit watching games. What do you remember from that? Was it in the regular season, postseason, and just kind of what your takeaway was from all that?
Yeah, I think it was early 2022 season, and I had a broken wrist, so I came here and watched a couple games, but I got to sit with Mike in the stands and just kind of watch baseball and really take in baseball for what it was. You know, I think they were playing the Marlins, and I saw Manny go deep twice, so that was pretty cool. But, you know, just ball talk the whole game, it really opened my mind to what this game really is and how important it kind of is in my life.
From what you remember, like, what percentage was you talking versus Mike?
I think it was pretty 50-50. But I think there wasn't a single pitch in that game that we didn't pay attention to. You know, I think we were locked in for every single pitch. We knew what pitch was coming next, too. Like, that's how kind of focused we were on it.
Tony.
Jackson, all year long, you've kind of, you know, showed a ton of maturity in terms of handling what's been put in front of you. I imagine since the postseason started, you feel the different energy in terms of how the game is played. How have you been able to manage all of that energy and still stay, you know, doing the same thing you've been doing?
Yeah, I think the postseason energy kind of takes control of everything. I don't really think there's too many moments in the game where you have to think too much. I think your adrenaline and your heart and your desire to play the game, I think that's what really takes over. And I think that's what helped for me. You know, I'm here to play baseball and have fun, and I think that's the way I've gone about it the whole year and the way I've kept going about it during the postseason.
For the back row on the left.
Jackson, you might have just answered that question, but you've talked all year about, you know, playing a kid's game, having fun, and that being an approach. Has it felt any different now that you're playing in October in these big-time series, big-time environments?
Yeah, it's felt even more fun than it was before. I think the amount of people that come and watch and the amount of fans we get is just, I'm super thankful to be here and, you know, be a part of this.
Come to Marty here in the middle, second row.
Jackson, I know your focus is always about the game and what's in front of you, but are you at all surprised about the conversation revolving around Manny Machado trying to throw a baseball at Dave Roberts and the Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really too concerned of what happened in the past or what happened the other day in the game. You know, regardless of what happened, you know, we're here for one task and one task at hand. And Manny's been a really good leader, and he's done a really good job of really keeping us focused on that one thing. You know, I don't think any of us think of him in a different way besides being a leader. You know, he's always been there. He's always been doing the best he can, working hard to, you know, stay in the good shape he's in. But, you know, I think we're all past that. We're ready to move on and play baseball today.
You played some electric games here at Petco Park. What are you expecting from this version of Padres and Dodgers in the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be loud, you know, so adrenaline will be bumping, you know, a lot of emotions, but I think everybody's ready to handle it and just play baseball today.
Anything else for Jackson? Oh, we got one up on the riser in the back.
Jackson, do you ever think about the fact what 3 years ago you were playing high school ball and now you're playing in the postseason? What do you attribute to the success and how successful you've been here at this level?
I think about it sometimes. I think about how cool it is, though, and just how fortunate I am. But I think really it's just the people around me that got me here. You know, I don't think I could have had a better group to come up with and a better group to play with this year, too, to just have as much fun as I possibly can have and You know, I'm just thankful. You know, all my buddies in the minor leagues, every coach that's ever helped me, everybody along the last 3 years that's got me here, like, I'm just thankful for it all. And, you know, I'm just taking it all in right now.
That was Jackson Merrill speaking just a few moments ago.
Yeah, man. How much do we love this guy? I mean, you know, they mentioned it. Smoltz the other night said it, and we've been saying it all year. The unbelievable calm with which he plays the game is so much beyond his years.
It really is.
And the fact that, I don't want to, you know, was there some piece of wood I got to knock on here, Scraby?
Just knock on this.
Yeah. But he hasn't slumped, like, at all. And that just doesn't happen to a rookie. Smoltz said that the other night, too, in the broadcast. Rookies always get figured out. Somebody finds a hole in their swing, a place they can't hit, where there's something they're struggling with. Nobody in the National League, American League, found that with Jackson. I mean, sure, he had a couple of 0-for-10s, but I'm talking about like a one-month slump where he couldn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to make a bunch of adjustments and get back. That never happened to him. You know, he finished fifth in the league in hitting.
292 was his batting
average. People don't even remember that, along with all the Rookie of the Year accolades and the way he's played center field. Incredible, and he came through with three big RBIs and a home run in game two. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. I should remind everybody, if you're coming down here to Baja Rick's Cantina, and we're on, it's the 6th Avenue here, right across the street from the Hard Rock Hotel. I mean, you can see the ballpark. It's a block away. So 6th Avenue, come on down to 6th and L, I think is the actual corner
that
we're on. So if you're looking for Baja's Rick's Cantina, park your car. You're coming to the game. Drop by here. You know, grab yourself a cold one. Grab yourself some tequila. The Santa Tequila's, you know, incredible. And the food. Scraper, did you see that burrito I had?
I did. I did. How was it, Chris?
It was so good. I didn't even make the whole thing disappear, and that's saying something.
But you did eat quick.
I did eat quick, as quick as I could. But, man, Baja Rick's, man, they got it going on. It's a great place. And we're going to be here broadcasting until 5. We're also going to be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to SeaWorld, actually 2. 4 packs to SeaWorld and a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland.
Yes.
So that's just a little bonus. Come on by, and you'll have a chance to win that. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Game 3 is tonight. The Phillies and Mets are underway. Game 3 in
Pete
New York.
Pete Alonso just hit an Oppo Taco.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Mets jump in front. We'll find out more when we come back on Gwynn and Chris. All right, I need everybody out there to get a little loud here. We got to get a little loud. Got to warm up. Warm up the pipes. Warm up the pipes.
That's right. Warm it up.
Gwynn and Chris broadcasting live. Rick's Baja Cantina in the gas lamp. All right, that's good. That's good.
You can't tell them to be loud and then tell them not to be loud. Everybody get loud. Let's
get
go.
Loud again. All right, that's awesome. Rick's Baja Cantina, the corner of 6th and L Street in the gas lamp. Brought to you by Santo. Super premium additive-free tequila from Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Sammy Hagar. You know who he is, don't you, Scraby?
I do.
I can't drive 55.
Okay.
You know that song?
I do.
All right. That's
somewhat,
Sammy Hagar.
Yes, but I do know Sammy Hagar.
He also jumped in with Van Halen at the end, and they called it Van Hagar.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
That's
yes, they
funny.
Did. You got to keep up with your stuff. Also, world-renowned chef Guy Fieri. It's Santo. Work hard. Play loud. All right, Scraby, you got some lineup news?
Yes, I do.
For tonight's game, the Padres lineup is very similar to game two, except for, unless, I don't know, did Peralta bat seventh and Cronenworth eighth in game two?
Yes, thank you, Adam. We can't do the lineup
thank
without
you,
the lineup
Adam,
sound.
Adam Klug back in studio. I thought Cronenworth hit seventh, Peralta hit eighth. Anyway, tonight, Peralta's in the seventh.
Yeah.
Cronenworth is struggling mightily, I hate to say. I'd love to see Jake break out a little tonight.
I don't know that he's gotten a hit yet this postseason.
He doesn't have a hit in this postseason. He's not having great at-bats. But, you know, you got
to
go with Jake. I mean, he's one of our guys. And, you know, I still have the utmost confidence in him, you know, that he's going to, you know, break out of it hopefully tonight. But he's hitting eighth behind Peralta. Higashioka's catching again.
Yeah.
He should catch. If he hits a home run in every game, I think you got to put him in the lineup.
You have to.
It's not really an argument, is it?
I got to say that, you know, that A.J. Preller and the Padres have pushed every right button with the catcher position in the last few years, because last year it was Gary Sanchez. This year it's Kyle Higashioka. Everything they do with the catcher position seems to work.
Higashioka and Michael King pitching tonight. I mean, that's the Soto trade right there. And, you know, it has been better than any of us ever anticipated, and that's saying something because Soto had an unbelievable year. But our guys, I think we're pretty happy with them. On the Dodgers side, though, is the newsworthy item, Scrave.
Yes, we were curious to see if Freddie Freeman was going to be in the lineup for the Dodgers with his ankle injury, and he is in the lineup. He's batting third tonight. Goes Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Hernandez, Muncy, Smith, Lux, Edmund, Rojas, and Buehler pitching.
All right, so pretty much the same Dodger lineup. And I'll tell you one thing. I know we don't like the Dodgers. We're never allowed to say anything good about them. But Freddie Freeman's a class dude. I like that guy. And, you know, you talk about what he went through with his young son during the, you know, the season. That's real life.
That is.
And Freddie Freeman is an all-time guy. Yeah, I want him to make an out every single time up. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, there's certain guys I like. I like Freddie. And I want to say this. Am I the only one that is just a little worried that Mookie Betts is at some point going to get a hit? He has not, you know, he's 0 for his last 22 postseason at-bats.
Yes.
I hate to say it, but he's too good. He's just too good. So, I mean, can we keep him quiet two more games? I sure hope so. But
I think they can. They've been doing it all series long. I mean,
he's so good.
It is interesting, though, when guys go into, they slump in the playoffs.
It happens to guys. Almost every team has a guy that slumps in the playoffs. You know, for the Padres right now, it's Crony. So, you know, we'll see what happens along those lines tonight. You mentioned Pete Alonso homered. The Mets are in front of the Phillies, 1-0. They're in the top of the third inning. This is the first home game for the Mets in like 2.5 weeks. They finished the regular season on the road.
Yeah.
And then they went right into the playoffs and had that doubleheader in Atlanta. And then they had the series in Milwaukee. And then they had the first two games in Philadelphia. The Mets, I mean, let's just for fun, Scraby, we can do this because we're not playing in the game. If the Padres can knock out the Dodgers, is there a preference, the Mets or the Phillies? Because
I don't like either.
Both of them did pretty well against the Padres this year, and the Mets are just riding a magic streak of ninth inning, you know stuff. Now, the Padres, Adam just brought this up. He's right. The Padres would have home field against the Mets. They would not have it against the Phillies.
Yeah.
So that's one reason I guess you would want the Mets. But I'm both of those teams scare me. So, you know, we can't look ahead if you're playing, but we can if we're broadcasting a little.
I would say they need to play the Mets because home field advantage is going to be everything for the Padres. And last week the applause lighting went up on the sign.
You got a little respect.
If last week when Michael King won that game against the Braves, I was here in 2022 for the NLDS. I felt like it was louder this time around. And Michael King tonight is going to get every sort of home field advantage from the fans. So I think they need to play the Mets so that they can get that home field advantage. Because you also got to think, Mets have been on this streak for what? 3-4 weeks, maybe even 6 weeks, but
they have.
It's got to end at some point. Like, they weren't that good at some point in the year, and then now all of a sudden they're like the hottest team in baseball.
Well,
but the Padres are also hot too.
Well, 2 years ago the Padres, you know, got the home field in the NLCS against the number 6 seed. That was the Phillies, and that didn't work out. So, you know, either way, it's not going to be easy against the Phillies or the Mets, and it's not easy to win two more against the Dodgers. In the American League last night, Scraby, I don't know if you saw this, the Kansas City Royals got lucky, apparently.
According to Bob Costas.
No, according to Jazz Chisholm of the Yankees. Said, oh, yeah, they just got lucky. I don't know if that's the thing you need to say after you just got beat in a playoff game, but you know, Jazz Chisholm's never been in the postseason anywhere near it before. I don't know if he knows how to react. it's just stupid to say something like that.
Don't provide bulletin board material.
Yeah, why?
We say it all the time.
Why bother? The Royals, put a good game together. Perez hit a home run, and the key hit, got the key hit in that four-run rally with two outs? Tommy Pham.
Yeah.
Tommy Pham's playing for the Royals now. It's crazy, but he came up with a big two-out hit. Royals scored four runs. They got the pitching to get it done over the Yankees 4-2. So that series is 1-1. The Tigers and Cleveland are 1-1. The Mets and Phillies are 1-1, and this one is 1-1.
I know the divisional round hasn't been around for a long time, but I believe this is the first time that all four series are tied at one apiece after two games.
Well, yeah, you're right. This is something pretty cool.
See, we were talking about the bias of Ken Rosenthal earlier and how Joe Davis was on the broadcast, and, you know, Joe Davis. I'm okay with Joe Davis.
He has not been biased, if you ask me.
Bob Costas, though, I played you a clip before the show of him calling a double play, the Yankees, and he sounded so depressed.
He sounded really disappointed that Giancarlo Stanton hit into a double play.
And then he goes, it's not his fault that he hit into a double play, right?
What he was trying... Look,
are you defending Bob Costas right now?
I'm always going to defend Bob Costas. He's one of the greatest broadcasters I've ever seen. What you played me was in a vacuum. I didn't hear what came before it or came after it, but I believe what they were talking about is the fact that Stanton was playing injured,
yeah,
and can't run, and you know the Yankees keep putting him in a lineup. So when he hit into a double play, I think Bob Costas is referring to the fact it's not his fault he got doubled up because he can't run.
But it is his fault.
Well,
he's the one who hit the ball.
You're so angry the time.
I just don't like these biased announcers.
You and all of the rest of these, not you people, but all these people who only care about announcers. What about the game? Watch the game straight.
I'm getting into the game, but stop worrying about what some announcer's saying.
For heaven's sakes.
Shohei Ohtani is up to bat here, Chris, in about 3 hours.
Three more hours until Shohei Ohtani bats. Thank you for the update, Scraby. Scraby gave it. Now, that you got jeered for that one.
Yes,
you got jeered for that one here at Baja
Ricks. Yes, I did.
So
it's the first time I've ever been jeered in person. This is kind of fun,
actually.
Yeah,
it keeps you a little level-headed. We are broadcasting live. Baja Ricks are going to be here all day till 5 o'clock. I should mention, Tony's going to be with us here within the half hour. Also, Dylan Hernandez, who's really a good writer and is legit, even though he writes for the LA Times, he's legit on this series, and he follows this pretty closely. I always like having him on. He'll break down what he's seen, and I'm sure he'll have some thoughts about the Dave Roberts brouhaha.
And you know what Dylan Hernandez doesn't do is he doesn't blow smoke. He tells you exactly how he feels. So I texted him this morning saying I was very curious to get his opinion on this because I haven't seen it.
All right, last night, did anybody watch any football? I mean, look, the Padres were off. Did you see any of the Chiefs and the Saints? I got to be honest. I got to come
clean.
I was
bored out of my mind.
I didn't watch 1 minute.
I barely know
what happened. I know the Chiefs won at the end. They're 5-0 like the Vikings, but... just football, it's weird this year with the Padres doing what they're doing. I'm having trouble even paying attention to what's happening in the NFL. They're 5 weeks in now.
No, you're right.
There's two teams that are undefeated, but neither of those teams play this coming weekend.
Yeah.
Both the Chiefs and Vikings will be idle this weekend.
But you're right. It is impossible for me to pay attention to football right now with all the baseball going on.
It is. I didn't watch any football last night. I was more in the baseball mood, so I watched the Royals and the Yankees play. What other little note do you have here?
Adam just said we have a phone caller on the line. Dan in La Jolla, if we want to take Dan.
So I'd love to take Dan.
All right.
Add to the proceedings, Dan. How are you?
Good. How are you? This is Dan the Delivery Man. I just had a suggestion for the fans tonight. We should chant, "Ain't going back." We're not going back to the Dodger Stadium. We're going to win this in two.
All right. I like that.
I love
it's
it.
It's not bad, Dan.
No.
It's very poor grammar.
I don't.
You're worried about grammar?
Yes.
With the other things that could be chanting?
We're going to be on national television. I want to show people that we have excellent grammar in San Diego. We are not. Going back.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Too many syllables.
Dan says ain't going back.
I'm with Dan. Thank you very much,
Dan. I'm looking out for the school teachers in the audience.
Ain't going back.
Are you a school teacher?
Go Padres, Dan.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
This young lady is horrified to hear ain't going back. She's a school teacher. We gotta mind our P's and Q's.
The last time I checked, stadium chants aren't grammatically correct.
I know they're not.
So, come on.
Is anybody out there, I'm curious, who's not going to the game tonight, where are you watching the game? Like, what is your setup? What's your setup for the game? Like, when my team, hardcore football team, you know this, Scraby, when the Dolphins are playing a big game, I hole up in my house, and I don't want any distractions, and I watch all by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious, are there any Padre fans out there that are, so nervous like I get, that they don't even want to be disturbed tonight. That they just want to be in their house.
There we go. We
got you.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. You just want to be in your house and just watch the game with nobody around, nobody calling you, no conversation. And then there's other people who want to just be with tons of people and jumping up and down and screaming and yelling.
So it's funny you bring this up. On Saturday, I went to a game one party for and it was really fun. There are so many different reactions during the game. There was one person who covered their face with a pillow when things got scary.
Yeah.
There was one person that literally just paced the entire game back and forth in the back of the room.
Right.
There were other people that were just having fun watching the game, but my personal setup when I'm not going to the game is by myself. I do like the by yourself watching because
I do too.
I can take it as I want it, and as well, like, I'm not distracted. Like, going to parties and stuff is sometimes distracting.
Somebody might walk in your field of view on a big pitch. Somebody might be in the in the restroom when you're trying to get in there between innings.
Yep.
I just got to have everything, you know, my way for the biggest game. I mean, I've thought about this a lot. If my team ever makes it to another Super Bowl, and that's a big if, I've already
right now it is.
I am not going to go to any parties that day or anybody's coming over. My wife, if she wants to go watch the Super Bowl somewhere with people, fine. But I will not do that.
I will watch it all by myself.
And you know, that doesn't mean you don't care. That means you probably care as much or not more than other people.
Yeah,
You're so engrossed. Yeah, you got to watch every second of it.
The last two Super Bowls the 49ers played in, I watched by myself. And so maybe I need to switch that up because they've lost both Super Bowls. And
well,
then
the famous one, of course, was 3 years ago when you basically cried on your phone camera.
How did this happen? They were up, Chris. I still can't figure that out. Jimmy G still overthrowing Emmanuel Sanders in my head.
Yeah.
But baseball is good to watch on TV, too, because it's slow. It's not like you have to be on the edge of your seat the entire time. You can take little breaks here and there, which I need. Because playoff baseball, Chris, I don't know what changes about it, but I am locked in on every single pitch. And it's like this every single time playoff baseball comes
around. That's what's awesome, man. I mean, during the regular season, nobody even claps when you throw strike one.
That's true. Right now,
it's a rousing ovation. Strike two, everybody gets up. Everybody's yelling. Everybody's screaming.
Full count.
Strike three, it's Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And then we do it all over again on the next batter.
Tony said last week that the Padres fans have such a good baseball IQ because they're cheering when they need to cheer, which is like walks or when they strike a guy out. But the Padres fans are loud.
Yeah,
loud, we're
having a lot of fun here. So come on down to Baja Rick's Cantina, get loud, watch some Padres pregame stuff with us, and then we'll all go to the ballpark for Game 3. A 6 o'clock start tonight. Gwynn and Chris, until then, on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.